This is a special mini pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Financial planner Kevin McKinley is here with information and advice on your money. If you have a question for Kevin, you can call us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. But we'll be giving you another number as well, as this is our end of the year mini pledge drive, and we will be asking for your support throughout the hour. And here to help me do that is Kevin McKinley, certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC. He joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy. How are you today?
I'm good. So this is an exciting time. This is our end of the year mini pledge drive. Only two more hours to go. This has been only a four-hour pledge drive, and we are looking for listener support in 4 hours that we'd normally get in like a week. So that means that our goals are quite...
We'll have to speak really fast.
Yes, we will. 300 pledges is the goal, Kevin.
That's for this year or
that's for the next 55 minutes or so. That means that we need to have you make that pledge of any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I know, Kevin, that this, during this very, short drive, we are offering a special thank you to listeners who pledge during this hour.
Well, we're offering a couple of things. You are correct as usual, Joy. The first thing we are offering is our very popular On Your Money mini money booklets. And this is one of the classics that we've updated with today's numbers hot off the presses. It's 20 money moves relating to just about everything that we cover on the show from a personal finance perspective, retirement, debt, saving money on taxes, helping you figure out how to invest with good discipline, figuring out how to help kids develop discipline. We packaged all of these ideas and distilled them down to a 15-page mini money booklet, and it covers just about everything you could possibly want, and it's not available for sale. A lot of times people, after we run these pledges and offer these mini money booklets, people say, hey, I didn't get a chance to pledge. Where can I buy this? You cannot buy this, but you can get it for pledging any dollar amount whatsoever right now during On Your Money, and we've got it all shipped good to go. You should get it within, what would you say, Joy, maybe the next 24 hours or so?
I would guess so. It's certainly within the next few days at the very latest. So especially if it's an email, it should be within days. So if you would like Kevin's special mini money booklet on 20 money moves, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And not only will you get the 20 money moves booklet, you will also be entered into a drawing for an iPad mini. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your name will be entered into a drawing. We'll toss your name into the hat. And someone's going to win the iPad Mini. Kevin, do you have an iPad Mini?
I don't. I have a Maxi. But I think this is the kind of thing. I'm a little worried about this, in fact, because this may inspire the same kind of mania that that the Powerball induced over the last week or so. So I want to be very cautious. People don't just pull over, start running into pay phones and trying to get on your cell phones and dial to call in. Be careful. Be cautious. It's well worth it. The show is definitely going to be not just about pledge. We're going to answer questions, and we're also going to provide a lot of information today that about people's personal finances, not individuals, but about people's general financial situations that actually could give some insight to not only how Americans are doing, but how it compares to you. And lo and behold, you might end up actually feeling pretty good about your financial situation by the end of the show.
I hope so. And I'm feeling okay about the 5 pledges already tallied toward that 300 pledge goal. It's a big goal, and it's an important goal, as this is our end of the year mini pledge drive, where we are asking you to make that end of the year gift, which if you itemize, it's a tax deductible gift. So So that's nice. It is an important gift for Wisconsin Public Radio because it makes sure that we're on firm financial footing as we start 2013. And it will go into Wisconsin Public Radio's budget to help bring you programs that you rely on, that you value, programs like On Your Money every Tuesday. And we have these special thank you gifts if you make your pledge during this hour, including Kevin's mini money booklet on 20 money moves that everyone should know. And we will also enter you into the drawing for the iPad mini. So there you go, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I know, Kevin, during this hour, we're going to provide some interesting facts and figures about different areas of personal finance.
Yeah, and let's start with income because that's what's on most people's minds, especially those who are driving to work today. In 2011, income was down a little bit for Americans for the second year in a row. Household income right now, the median household income, meaning half make more, half make less, is about $50,000. That's actually a pretty decent number as we go globally and compare it worldwide, but it's still down 8.1% from 2007, from about 4 years ago, and 8.9% from the economic peak in 1999, and that is adjusted for inflation as well. And in terms of full-time earnings, for male workers, wage and salary workers in America, it's about $47,000 a year. For female workers, it's about $40,000 a year. But the thing that's really going to affect us going forward is that disposable income, meaning the stuff that people can spend on things that they don't necessarily need, is still flat to down on a yearly basis and has been so. And that's something that causes a lot of concern both on a personal basis but also on an economic basis, because if people are only spending money on things that they must have, like gasoline or food or health care, it tends to cause them to draw in things that that could help boost the economy otherwise with more discretionary expenses.
Is there hope, Kevin, that income could improve in the near future?
There may be a light, Joy, at the end of that tunnel, and it is not an oncoming train. It is the housing market, which drove the big gains that we saw in the economy over 4 or 5 years ago. It looks like it may have actually not only bottomed, but even turned up a slight bit. And that's extremely important because not only will an increased housing market lead to more jobs in construction, but it also leads to homeowners having more confidence in their financial future, that their biggest asset is not going to go down to zero in value. Therefore, they can spend some of the money or even tap some of that home equity, or they can invest in their home with some home improvements or whatever. But one of the big issues is healthcare. And healthcare is one of those problems that people generally don't spend a ton of their own money obtaining. But they do worry about the cost of obtaining it in the future, and especially in an emergency. And as we have aging baby boomers and the demographic issues confronting us, as people retire, they're going to probably spend less money on a discretionary basis. So we're not happy days are not necessarily here again, put it that way.
Kevin McKinley, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through these broadcasts and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. You should consult with your own financial advisor prior to making any investment decision. That being said, if you have a question for Kevin, we do welcome it on air at 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. But we also welcome your pledges of support this hour. This is hour three of a four-hour pledge drive, year-end pledge drive at Wisconsin Public Radio, where we're asking you to make a year-end gift to pay for the programming that you value and to get a little bit back in return as well. WPR.org, you can pledge online, securely online, as they say, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. And we will send you Kevin's 20 Money Moves mini money booklet for a pledge of any amount. Right, Kevin?
How are we doing so far on the numbers, Joy?
35 pledges toward our goal of 300.
Very, very good. I thank you very much for the 35 of you who have pledged already for you. And those who haven't, not to toot our own horn here, but this 20 Money Moves covers everything that we not only cover on the radio show on personal financial topics, but also people pay me a lot of money to apply these topics to their own individual situation. And you can avoid paying me a lot of money by donating just a little bit of money to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you get this 15-page mini money booklet that gives about 3 to 5 paragraphs. It's very actionable. You know, right, whether it's debt, whether it's savings, saving for retirement, trying to increase the yield on your savings. All these issues that you're confronting that have a dollar sign remotely attached to them are covered in this On Your Money mini booklet. And the best thing is, pledge a little bit at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. Right now, you'll get a copy of the On Your Money mini money booklet, 20 Money Moves, very quickly. And then, best of all, you don't have to listen to the show anymore.
No, you do want to listen to this show because you do appreciate the wit and wisdom of Kevin McKinley. You always get good information on this program that might help make your pocketbook better, might help your parents, might help friends you know as you pass along the information. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to help pay for all of the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, 43 pledges toward that 300 pledge goal, so that's great, but we need to just keep on keeping on asking you for your support if we are to make that very big goal during a very short pledge drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, Kevin, we're just talking about income being kind of flat over the past few years. Is that does the same go for assets and net worth?
Yeah, the picture is not as good there, and it's understandable, but it's still not as good. The median household net worth right now in America, again, half of the households have more and half of the households have less, is $77,000. That includes just about all the paper assets that someone might have, plus their home equity. Now, that compares to about $126,400, so a huge drop from the past few years. And actually, in terms of household net worth, in a median and inflation-adjusted level, we're closer to levels from about 20 years ago. And the big reason is housing. Most Americans, especially middle-class Americans and younger Americans who are homeowners, have their net worth tied up into their home to a great deal. And when housing dropped in value, they lost that equity, and so went their net worth.
And so that makes some sense, but aren't there ways the stock market have recovered in the past few years? Hasn't that boosted our assets?
It has for some people, but most households actually don't participate directly in the stock market, especially not through stocks, but even through mutual funds. About 60% or so don't have any direct connection to the stock market. And obviously, people who are vulnerable financially don't feel like they can invest because they might need the money, and people who are fearful of losing it. Many times, a lot of baby boomers who are approaching retirement are understandably very concerned that they might have X amount of dollars now, and through some crisis that's beyond their prevention and anticipation, they could lose half of that in a very short period of time. So those investors are scarred and scared and have moved toward more fixed income and safer securities, hopefully, but that also means they've lost out on the big gains in the stock market, and that also explains a lot of the widening gap in wealth in this country. Is as the stock market returned, not everybody was on board the train as it left the station.
We have 58 pledges now toward that 300 pledge goal. You can help us reach that goal by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, for every pledge, any amount, we will be sending you 20 Money Moves.
Yeah, the great thing about this mini money booklet, and we've been told this by several people who have pledged in the past, Joy, is some people have said, hey, I got this. It was about saving for college or paying off debt or retiring or taxes or whatever. And some people said, hey, you know what, I pledged $50 and I got this thing in the mail and it saved me at least that right away. I either thought of something that had never occurred to me to apply to my own situation, or I used the information and it reminded me that there was something else I could do to improve my financial situation. And then other people have said, you know what, I looked at this whole thing, Kevin. I went through the whole thing and I have either done everything you recommend or they didn't apply to me. And I said, well, I'm sorry about that. They said, no. It was such a relief to know that I'm doing every single thing I possibly can to improve my financial situation. And that, as they say, can be priceless.
888-202-2552 or WPR.org to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine along with financial planner Kevin McKinley, and this is our mini money. It is our mini pledge drive here on the Ideas Network.
I'm Jim Fleming. We know you think WPR every day. You rely on the programs you hear on this station. Because we're thinking about you, we're trying to raise a pledge drive worth of money in just a few hours. We know you prefer your thinking to be uninterrupted by pledge breaks. So support uninterrupted thinking today by making a pledge right now. Here's how.
You make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And for every pledge, not only will you get Kevin's 20 money moves, you will also be entered into a drawing for an iPad mini. You don't have to make a pledge to enter the iPad mini drawing. You can send a postcard with your name, address, phone, and email to WPR iPad Mini Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. But it would be much easier to just give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I don't think I said that fast enough like the lottery guys, so Kevin. But that is you can be entered into this drawing, and 20 money moves can be yours for a pledge of any amount. You choose how to get this informative booklet, either in the mail or by email. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 79 pledges so far toward that 300 pledge goal. And we have a
call. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We have a caller. Brian in Whitehall is with us. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, good morning, everybody, and good luck with the pledge drive. Say, Kevin, I have a question about reverse mortgages. Do they add anything to the cost of the home if the seller should die, or something rather, just mainly, do they add anything to the cost of the home for the new seller or the new buyer? And if they do, is there any way the new buyer can tell that that house has had a reverse mortgage on it?
That's a great question. I'm thankful I've never had to follow one of these all the way through to the departure of the homeowner. But I will say this, that generally with a reverse mortgage, what happens is the homeowner has to be over 62 years of age, and they make an application for a loan against the equity in the house. But it's not a credit-based application. You just have to actually own the home. You don't even have to own it outright, but it only can be made against the equity built up in the home. It's usually about 60%. And the loan comes back to the homeowner tax-free and interest-free. What does happen, though, and this is where the cost usually comes in, is there is a high level of fees that can run anywhere from, I don't know, maybe 5 to 6% or more of the value of the reverse mortgage that is added on to the reverse mortgage. And then what happens is the homeowner gets to live in the house as long as he or she wants and never has to repay the loan. And all they have to do is maintain the house, keep it in good shape. Once they leave the house, either vertically, move out, or horizontally, they pass away, for at least 12 months, then the bank, the lender, has a choice. They can either sell the house if they want, or the state sometimes can buy the house back if they want, but they sell it at auction. And if they do, generally, to the best of my knowledge, there's not any extra cost on top of that from the reverse mortgage. Now, one important point of this is that whatever they sell the house for at the time the homeowner leaves, if there is a surplus, meaning they sell it for more than the balance of the reverse mortgage, the homeowner or the homeowner's estate gets that dollar amount. And if it's for less than that, the balance of the loan, then it's basically there's a system and the taxpayer's part of it makes up the difference between the two. So the homeowner is really not at personal risk for having to repay a balance that exceeds the value of the home. And I don't think, Brian, that somebody would be on the hook for it at all if it were to come to that point and you were interested in buying a home.
Thank you, Brian, for the call. You can make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I was going to wait, but we have 99 pledges toward that 300 pledge goal. So we're doing well, but at almost halfway through the program and not quite halfway to the goal, Kevin. But I know everyone who makes a pledge would love your money booklet. So what can they see in 20 Money Moves?
Well, they may not love it, Joy, but they will get it. So they're going to find out about how to properly save for retirement. What's the best way to save for college? Here's a hint. It's not actually through college savings plans for most people. They'll find out how to figure out if they're on track for retirement, how much money they need to retire. That's something that only about 40% of American workers, Joy, have actually even done, is figure out how much they need to retire. Well, we have a formula inside this 20 Money Moves On Your Money Mini Money booklet that will tell you how you can figure out how much money you personally need. You plug in some of your information, and we'll tell you just in the booklet to give you a rough idea anyway of if you're on track or not and if you have enough money to retire. A very big question in many people's minds, but to get a copy of it, you don't have to pledge $100, $500, $1,000. You certainly can, and we'll gladly accept it. But you can pledge any dollar amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. Enjoy. One of the many things that we're thankful about for the On Your Money listeners is their good questions, their support for the show. But because so many people are willing to pledge during this show, it actually eliminates the amount of, or reduces the amount of hours that Wisconsin Public Radio has to devote to pledge during. So you're freeing up other programming that might be more interesting, might be more valuable than what we provide here. But they don't have to do pledges during the show because On Your Money listeners are so generous with their support and dollars for Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's absolutely right. This is one of the record-breaking hours on Wisconsin Public Radio. Due in part to Kevin's vast knowledge, of course, but also these wonderful thank you gifts for your pledge of any amount, including the 20 Money Moves that can be yours. You choose how to get this booklet, either by mail or by email, but do give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it seems like just a couple of minutes ago, I said we had not quite 100 pledges. Now we have 121. So it really starts racking up, 124. So it's wonderful. There's still time for you to get in on supporting Wisconsin Public Radio because you understand that public radio depends on listener dollars to pay for the programming that you value. So you can improve the financial outlook of Wisconsin Public Radio and help pay for these programs, and you can also improve your own financial outlook by making a pledge during this hour. And during this hour of the mini drive, we will send you 20 Money Moves by financial planner Kevin McKinley. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. Make a difference. We have other callers, Kevin, who have questions for you. Let me go to Jeff in La Crosse next. Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about my personal finances. I have a small family of three right now, which is actually going to be four here in January.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Is it because you're having a baby, Jeff, or are you taking another spouse? Or
No. Yes, we're going to be having another baby.
Okay, good. Good to hear.
Anyway, we have, with all the bills that we're paying out each month and, you know, and including gas and groceries and all that, we're ending up with about $150 to $200 kind of surplus every month. And I guess I'm concerned about, you know, I mean, for instance, say, I know my car needs some new winter tires before winter, but getting new tires, you know, I'm concerned about costs that are going to come up outside of my monthly bills. And I guess right now I'm just thinking about what if something happens where I literally can't afford to pay for anything, but it kind of needs to be paid for. What would be the best thing to do? Should I open up a credit card and take out some debt and pay it back that way? I don't know really what other options are car for me?
Yeah, Jeff, it's a great question, and it's very understandable when you are technically increasing the size of your family by 33% in hopefully one fell swoop. And this kind of nesting instinct that kicks in is very good. It's very good that you have this fear. It's bad for you, but it's good for your family that you have this concern and that you want to provide for them and not only make things better, but also put a little safety net underneath yourselves, your family, and your finances so that if something does happen, it doesn't really give you a big setback. And that safety net really does come from a credit card. I'm not averse to debt. A lot of people think, well, you're a personal finance guy, you probably hate credit cards. Not at all. I've actually owned them and used them in the past and even paid interest. I know that's a horrible thing to say in public, but credit cards, loans, all those things are tools, not weapons. And they're tools in the sense that they are, if they're handled properly, they can be very useful to a family. And I would definitely, have you had a credit card before, Jeff?
No.
Okay. I would get one for a couple reasons. The first one being just for the very issues that you mentioned. You say, all right, I have a $1,000 repair bill that comes up and I need a car to get to work. You put it on a credit card and then you figure out how to pay it off and you get the car fixed and you go back to work and you earn the money, more importantly, to pay off the credit card. Especially if you're paying for necessities and emergencies rather than what you or your parents or grandparents might consider luxuries. That's very important. The second thing doing is that, are you a homeowner, Jeff, or are you renting an apartment?
Yes.
You rent an apartment.
Homeowner.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you are a homeowner.
Right.
Okay. You are renting a home, correct?
Own a home.
You own a home. Got it. Forgive me. Building up credit is very important, not only just to be able to borrow money in the future, but it also helps people with good credit ratings save money on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, and in the future, I think it'll be health insurance. And having a good credit record can help you increase your employment prospects. So having a credit card and paying it off responsibly, meaning on time and not letting it balloon up and getting clobbered by the debt, is a good idea, not just for your personal safety and protecting yourself in emergencies, but also for future use of all of your financial needs in the future.
All right. Good luck to you, Jeff. Thanks very much for the call. Kevin, we have passed the halfway point, 154 pledges toward our goal of 300 pledges, but we have less than half of the program to go. So encouraging you to make that year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio during this year-end mini money drive at WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. Kevin, too many minis here. I keep on saying mini money and mini drive and mini iPad, but we have a lot of minis, I guess. So make your pledge.
I'm just very glad Mini Driver isn't on the show as yes, a special guest as well. So.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A pledge of any amount will get you a copy of Kevin's Mini Money Booklet, 20 Money Moves, which is yours for any pledge of any amount. So let's end 2012 and start 2013. With a strong financial basis to fund the programs that you rely on. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, Kevin, we've talked about the numbers behind income and assets so far this program. How are we doing when it comes to saving for retirement?
You and me, or
Mom? No, just me.
No, we were in this together. Just you. Okay, sure. Let's get your statements out here and go over them. Well, we're not doing as bad as you might expect, especially considering the economy and some of the numbers that we've spoke before. About 58% of workers right now are saving for retirement, according to the Employee Benefit and Retirement Institute. The average deferral rate of those workers who are saving for retirement is about 7% of their salary. So if they make, say, $50,000 a year, they're saving about $3,500 per year on average. And many of them are doing so to get a match from their employer. About 73% of large employers offer a matching contribution. So if your employer offers a match, you definitely need to take advantage of it and at least get that and save for retirement. Now, the average balance saved Fidelity and Vanguard run these numbers and say of those people who have 401ks, typically the average balance in those accounts is about $75,000 or so, which is okay, but about 60% of workers have less than $25,000 or so saved for retirement.
Well, that doesn't sound all that great.
It's not great, could definitely be better, and we wish it would be, but there are some explanations behind that. First of all, many people are still trying to pay down debt, especially high-interest credit card debt, which we will talk about in the next few minutes. Many of them are newly employed. They've got the jobs in the last year, and they might not qualify yet to participate in an at-work retirement plan. But according to our On Your Money formula for financial security, they might not be doing that poorly. Again, we predicate that based on your age and your living expenses, what you're spending. And in your 30s, you should have about 25 times your living expenses saved. In your 40s, we like to see you have about 50 times your monthly living expenses. In your 50s, it would be great if you had 100 times your monthly living expenses. By the time you're ready to retire, we like to see people in their 60s have 200 times their net monthly expenses. And keep in mind, for many people in their 60s, that'll include Social Security and a pension. So if you have those features, you can withdraw that from your net monthly expenses. And here's something, a number that's going to make you feel a little bit better, Joy, about these numbers, but it's going to make you feel a little not as good about your own personal situation. Part of the reason that so few people have saved a ton of money for retirement is the median age of America right now, meaning half of the people are older and half are younger, is about 35.
Oh, boy. Here's a number, though, that is making me feel pretty good. 181 pledges so far toward that 300 pledge goal. So we are on our way, about 22 minutes to go in the hour. Time for us to make that goal, and I hope exceed that goal, because you understand that Wisconsin Public Radio counts on financial support for our livelihood to bring you the programs that you count on, programs like On Your Money. 40% of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener contributions. So these pledge drives are very important. And during this mini pledge drive, this year-end pledge drive that is only 4 hours long total, your pledge right now is even more important. We're trying to collect as many pledges in 4 hours as we might usually do in about a week. So that's why we are asking frequently during this hour for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And pledge any amount, and Kevin is happy to send you. Actually, Kevin put it together, and we are happy to send you the 20 Money Moves Mini Money Booklet. There, I said it, Kevin.
Wonderful, and it's an important distinction that you just made, Joy. First of all, one of the reasons that we came up with this pledge premium is, first of all, Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't pay me anything and doesn't pay for this pledge premium. They have to distribute it, and the people work very hard to make sure it gets to you via your choice of email or regular mail, but they don't pay me anything for it. And second of all, I don't see all the people who pledge. The numbers are kept within all the confines. Obviously, they need your name and information to get the pledge and to send it out to you, but I don't see who pledges and names or anything like that. So don't worry about creepy financial people showing up on your front door or whatever. I mean, they might, but I didn't send them.
You're
so
right.
Don't worry about that. And it's a very low cost way for people to pledge some information, some money, and get some information from Wisconsin Public Radio. But also, we can do this for any dollar amount. It allows you to demonstrate your support, both in terms of dollars and philosophically, but then also to get something back. This is one of the very few pledge premiums on all of public radio that you can get for pledging $5, $10, or $20. And again, if you just joined us, you will either find information in there that applies to your situation and helps you save money right away and over the long term, or you look through this and say, you know what, I've got all of this covered, and I can feel so much better because I'm doing everything Kevin might recommend for my financial situation.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552, where you can make your pledge of any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio and to get a copy of Kevin's mini money booklet, 20 Money Moves. That's yours for a pledge of any amount. Also, for a pledge of any amount, your name will automatically be entered into a drawing for an iPad mini. So who doesn't want an iPad mini? Your chance with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Linda from Mayville made a pledge this hour, and she says, "I love listening to Kevin and learning more every week." So, Kevin, you have a message for Linda?
I should have married you, Linda, instead of the woman I actually married, because she can't stand listening to me. So we'll put it this way. We've been married for 15, 16 years. She's tired of listening to me. You only are exposed to me maybe for 1 hour a week at a time. She stuck with me 24 hours, 7 days a week. So thank you, Linda. Thank you for your pledge. And I love being here. And I think people who know me and know the show, I'm very honored to be a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, and Wisconsin Public Radio will be around long after I'm gone, and it's a very important part of my life to be able to come on here with you and Joy. And by the way, when you are pledging for this hour of On Your Money, this is not just a pledge of support for me and what we provide here. This is a pledge of support for Joy Cardine. And I will tell you, people, she is even smarter and nicer and easier to work with than she appears to be on the radio. She's a wonderful professional. I can't believe how fortunate I am to be able to share this hour with her and have her make me look good. So if you are going to pledge and you're doing it, please note how much you enjoy Joy.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and that's very kind of you. I also, though, need to mention that your pledge not only is going to the Joy Cardine Show and to On Your Money, it's going to all the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Kathleen Dunn is coming your way. She will be asking for your support in the last hour of our mini pledge drive. She will be talking about best books of the year. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. But you listen to Kathleen probably regularly, or Larry Mueller, or Chapter a Day, or Talk of the Nation, or the great shows on the weekend. Your pledge helps pay for all of it. So do make that pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have Jim in Winona with us now. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Kevin. I have a question.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing? Good. My daughter and son-in-law are considering purchasing a house that is closer to where they work, and they are wondering what is the guideline for the amount of mortgage that they could assume based upon their income, their combined income. Is there such a guideline? What would you suggest?
Absolutely, and that guideline, sadly, is not determined by your favorite personal finance radio guest. It's determined by the lender, and it's dependent on a few things: the amount of income they have, the amount of consumer debt they have, and really the type of house that they're looking to purchase. A good rule of thumb, though, for them, Jim, is that they should try not to go over 3 times their gross income when purchasing a home, meaning if the two of them make $60,000 a year, they should try to stay under $180,000 for their for the purchase price of the home. And then when it comes to figuring out a mortgage and what they can afford, the lender will usually tell them a couple factors are important. It's based on gross monthly income. And they'll say that they don't usually want all debt to be more than, say, 35% or so, all debt payments, including the mortgage. And they don't want the mortgage payment. In the old days, it was about 28%, and that would include insurance and maybe property taxes. They wouldn't want all of that payment to exceed 28% or 30% or so of their gross monthly income. So let's say they make $5,000 per month. The lender would not want their payment their mortgage payment to exceed 30% of that amount, or about $1,500. And again, that generally includes property taxes and insurance. And one way they can get into a house, Jim, and keep that number low is to make sure they take out a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, and the lender will usually give them about 80% of loan to value, depending on the home and depending on the appraisal, etc. So a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is very important in their situation. It'll keep their payments low, keep their cash flow high, and they can always pay it off later if they want to, but I'm guessing they'll find other needs for the money.
Good luck. Thanks for calling, Jim. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, Certified Financial Planner, Managing Member of McKinley Money, LLC. Here with you just about every Tuesday for information and advice on your money here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
We know you think pledge drives get in the way of your public radio, so today we're trying an experiment. Instead of doing a whole week of pledge, we've decided to try to make our pledge goal in just a few hours. We know you think highly of WPR. By making your pledge now, you'll be supporting fewer hours of pledge and more thought-provoking programs. Here's how to do it.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this year-end mini-drive, this short experiment, which will end in about 1 hour and 12 minutes. So not long for you to make your pledge. And if you want Kevin's 20 money moves, you have 12 minutes to do it, to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 269 pledges, Kevin, toward the 300 pledge goal. So we are well on our way, and I think we can exceed the goal. What do you think?
I hope we can, but I will tell you, if you have the opportunity to pledge, either by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552, you should do it now, because what happens is people driving to work need to be there by 9 o'clock. They get into the office and they get on the computer, they get on the phone, and it gets very busy for people, the many people who are staffing right now. So call now 888-202-2552 to make sure you get your pledge in this hour, and you get the free copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 20 Money Moves. And you know, Joy, we offer these every time we pledge, and they've been thankfully very successful. People have responded overwhelmingly positively to these Mini Money Booklets. But we vary the subjects, and we do maybe three or four pledges a year or so. And for each pledge drive, we do a different subject. So this 20 Money Moves that we're offering right now, we haven't offered this for about probably 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we've updated, obviously, for today, but we probably will not be offering it as a pledge premium, I'm guessing, for several more years. So if you do want it, it's general. It applies to things from spending, taxes, investing, saving money on interest, saving money on debt cost, and figuring out how to pay for college, all those things. You can get it for pledging any dollar amount now at WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552.
Yeah, this really is a great experiment, having a very short year-end mini drive to ask for your support. It gives you an opportunity to make a year-end gift to a cause that is important to you, a tax-deductible gift if you itemize, and you will pay for the programming that counts on listener support. All of what you value on Wisconsin Public Radio benefits from your pledge, including On Your Money every Tuesday. And we also will send you Kevin's 20 Money Moves. So that's a great thank you gift for your pledge of any amount. And if that weren't enough, we have more. We will enter your name into a drawing for an iPad Mini. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer, by the way, thank you very much, you will automatically be entered into the drawing. When I say if you're a sustainer, that means you're an ongoing, existing, monthly contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's one of the benefits of being a sustainer. You will automatically be entered into drawings like the drawing for the iPad Mini. You can enter yourself right now by going to WPR.org and making a pledge or calling 888-202-2552. 52. Well, let's take another call from Carolyn in Reedsburg. Hello, Carolyn.
Good morning. We met with our financial advisor last week, and she's coming back again tomorrow. We're going to switch some of our things around a little bit, and we got talking about taxes, and we were looking at a tax bracket that might affect interest income this year compared to 2013 if we go over that fiscal cliff that they're talking about. And so the question I had was, how do I figure out what tax bracket we are in right now by looking at our income tax statement? Is it the total combined income on line 22, or what is it?
That's a great question, Carolyn. It's one of my favorite figures in planning for people financially. And if you're filing a 1040, that number is actually on line 43. And the most important delineation for most people is the difference between the 15% federal tax bracket and the 25% federal tax bracket. And that number for married couples filing jointly is $70,700, again, on line 43. So anything over that is taxed at 25% or more. Anything under that is taxed at 15% less. So if you can keep yourself in that bracket, I'd really like to see you do that in that lower bracket. Make sure you don't go over. For people who are looking to do that and are working and saving, the best way to do it is to make a greater or make a pre-tax contribution to your at-work retirement plan. That'll help reduce your taxable income, hopefully enough to get below that level. Carolyn, one thing I would want you to make sure too, when you're talking with your financial advisor, anybody else, one question I always want to know for people is when they're making changes in their portfolio is to say, you've already addressed why you're doing this. The second question I would say is, what is this going to cost me? And more importantly, what is the financial advisor going to get out of this? And just make sure you're aware of the cost. Financial advisors, good ones deserve to get paid, but you just want to know how you're paying for it and how much you're paying for it before you make any changes.
Thanks for the call, Carolyn. Good luck to you. Well, you mentioned earlier, Kevin, that people were paying down their debt. How's that been going so far?
Actually, for several factors, that's one of the things that is really getting better. Now, some of the debt outstanding has been written off because people just can't pay for it. Other people, though, have not been able to charge the debt up because their credit isn't as good. But for most people, consumer debt, like credit cards, that debt is down to 10-year lows. Mortgage debt is down about $1 trillion or so from the peak. In regards to credit cards, the average balance of a credit card account, and about almost two-thirds of households have a credit card balance, the average of that amount, it's about $16,000, and the average interest rate on that, according to creditcards.com, is about 13%. So there's still a lot of people out there with carrying credit card balances. Again, it's not the end of the world, but it can be very expensive at those double-digit interest rates. About two-thirds of homeowners have a mortgage right now. The average balance is about $108,000 of that mortgage, but about a third of homeowners right now are still in negative equity territory, meaning they owe more than their house is worth. And not only those people have a difficult time selling their house and moving, but they have a hard time refinancing for the mortgage without putting more money into it. And they're not as confident spending money because they feel like they've made this huge purchase. They were, you know, kind of promised the American dream, and they feel like that they've lost out on that so far. So they tend to spend less money, which is good, but it also means the economy suffers when these people aren't as confident.
What about student loans?
That's a very different story. And in this last economic crunch, a lot of people said, you know what, I either might as well go back to school because there aren't jobs out there that I want, or they've said I have to go back to school. And they've wisely, in many cases, borrowed the money to pay for it. I do think that that's a good idea, but it means the dollar amount is soaring. There's almost $1 trillion of student loan debt outstanding now, which is about 30% more than home equity. It's about 20% more than credit card amount balances that are out there right now. The average student loan balance of someone who does have one, about two-thirds of people graduate from four-year institutions carrying some debt, it's about $25,000, which, again, sounds like a lot of money. But if you pay off any student loan balance at about 1% of the balance per month, you will pay it off in 10 years. So for someone graduates with $25,000 in debt and makes payments of $250 per month, they will retire that debt in about 10 years. And if you're struggling with debt, and especially federal student loans, there's a website you can go to. It's called IBRinfo.com. IBRinfo.org, IBRinfo.org, and that will give you information on how to mitigate the payments required from some of your student loans and how to slow it down and other resources. IBRinfo.org, and we will put that website up at onyourmoney.com.
I have excellent news, Kevin. 349 pledges so far, and we have four to go. That means we have exceeded the goal. Thank you so very much. But it would be great during this year-end mini pledge drive to exceed the goal even more, because every dollar is important to put Wisconsin Public Radio on firm financial footing as we enter 2013. WPR.org is where you can make your pledge, or you can call 888-202-2552. And for the next few minutes, we will be offering you Kevin's 20 Money Moves Mini Money Booklet. So what a deal. Really great news, Kevin.
Yes, thank you so much. It's very, as many of the listeners know, I'm a small man. I measure myself in very insignificant factors, but the number of people who pledge and support this show means the world to me. So I really appreciate you taking the time to not only send some money in, whether it's, you know, $20, $50, or $250, but also it takes time to call at 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org. And so we really appreciate this very tangible demonstration of your support for the show. It helps provide programming for other shows that might not generate as much listener support directly during pledge, but certainly have value to Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. And so we really appreciate you showing this up, but you can, there's still time to pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And again, any dollar amount gets a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 20 Money Moves.
And that pledge will also enter you into the drawing for the iPad Mini as well. Here's a great comment from Jody in Whitewater. I love this program. I tell my husband not to worry about retirement, college, or our debt. I have it all under control. I listen to Kevin every Tuesday morning. Thank you so much. Isn't that nice, Kevin?
Well, it's nice, but it sure puts a lot of pressure on us.
Really, you are responsible for Jody and her husband's. No, that is great, though, to have regular listeners who do get you get useful information, great information during On Your Money every week. So do pay back, so to speak, with a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us exceed our goal this hour and help Wisconsin Public Radio pay for the programs that you value. We have less than a minute to go, Kevin. I know we haven't talked about the website of the week yet.
Well, we're talking about some interesting and unique places to find gifts for this holiday season. We've talked kk.org/tools. Think Geek was sent in by a listener named Joshua. And this week's is McPhee.com, McPhee.com. They have a ton of low-price gag gifts, which you have, if you have a sense of humor, which allows you to endure an hour of the show, you will appreciate the gifts and items on sale at McPhee.com, McPhee.com. And again, we'll have a link to that website at our website, onyourmoney.com.
I hope we can reach 400 pledges before we say goodbye. We are at 393. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge and we will send you Kevin's 20 Money Moves, and we will also enter you into the drawing for the iPad Mini. Do you have any last words of encouragement for our listeners, Kevin, in 10 seconds?
Yes, thank you very much. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Spend less, have more.
This is the Ideas Network.